Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:08 British Summer Time. Today is September 2nd. Well, fireworks today in the precious metal markets, and I'll come to that more in a moment. But first, a review of what's happened today in the markets generally. Asia took its tone in the early session this morning from that weak close we saw on Wall Street last night, and we saw a number of these indices down in the region of 1 to 2%. The Nikkei was down over 3%, the Hang Seng down about 1.75%, the ASX was down about 1.7%. China was a bit firmer, as was Taiwan. Korea held the majority of its gains. So while we had declines in the order of about 2%, there wasn't anything in the way of major downward dynamics. And in Wall Street, sorry, on Europe today, a number of those indices opened down on the day in the region of 1 to 2% down, but regained the majority of that decline towards the end of the session, and the FTSE closed within 2 points of its open, so down less than 0.04%. The Spanish IBEX was down, probably one of the weaker markets there, down over 1.5%, as was the Swedish market. And in the US, following on from the positive ISM figures yesterday, today you had the unemployment rate coming in above expectations. You had the Fed minutes reporting that at the last FOMC meeting, they were considering pulling back from their mortgage purchasing program. And just as before I went into the audio, there was a news headline shot past saying that Treasury Secretary Geithner was saying that it was too early yet to remove the stimulus. So we are getting a little back and forth on where, or certainly a discussion is forming as to when some of the stimulus should be removed. This was also a rather interesting day in a number of other markets. In the Treasury markets, we had some considerable strength, and the 30-year was up in excess of a full point, and is really testing the mid-July highs in here at the moment. So we continue to see that that yields are falling, that risky assets are coming under a little bit of selling pressure, and safe haven type investments or type of instruments are coming back to the fore somewhat in terms of performance from the beginning of September. The Treasury yields are back to levels that were seen at the end of the pullback, that's the mid-July levels in stock markets, that corresponded with those mid-July levels in stock markets. And the majority of stock markets are considerably above their July lows. So there is a certain amount of leadership in the way that the bond market is reflecting what is happening out there in the wider market. And with gold up in excess of $23 in here today, pushing up to almost 980 as I speak, and the silver price up 40 cents, and platinum coming back from a test of the 1200 level to close in the region of 1230. We see that the Treasury markets and the precious metal markets are garnering support in this type of environment. While the dollar was really quite strong yesterday, it was a little bit weaker here, particularly against the British pound, but also against the euro and the Australian dollar, but held most of its gains against the Canadian dollar. And indeed, if we were to look at the dollar index, the negative move today was really quite small when compared to the advance that we saw yesterday. So on that front as well, we're seeing safe haven type assets garnering support. And when you look at the yen, it was also relatively firm against a number of currencies in here today, and on a trade-weighted basis, it was considerably stronger and put in a similar performance to that which it did yesterday. So, the one of the questions that one of the emails of the day I used yesterday was asking the question whether gold could perform if we were going to move into a reactionary type environment for stock markets. And the way that it is performing over the last couple of days is a fairly emphatic answer that yes, it can perform if we move into a reactionary type environment. That if we do move more into a corrective phase, which is likely to be in the shape of a reversion towards the mean, rather than a pause, something similar to what we saw between the beginning of June and the middle of July, then investors will be taking more cash, or will be taking more of their cash off the table and looking for a safe haven to put it in and sit out any reaction or correction that occurs. And we're starting to see that some of that money is flowing back into safe haven type assets. And we are indeed coming up to the 1 year anniversary of the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy, which sent the majority of instruments into a tailspin last year. And we've had a very good run from March. Now, for the majority of stock market indices, they have broken upwards from their base formations. They are showing bull market type activity on the one hand, but they're overextended on the other. And we are more likely to see a reactionary type environment unfolding in the coming weeks rather than the next significant advance, given the fact that the majority of these indices have been rallying for the better part of 5 months, the leaders even longer than that, and they have put in really some quite remarkable performances. When we look at some of those leading markets, you see, for example, that Chile has actually gone right back up and tested its all-time high and is pulling back from that area at the moment. The Peru was also a very strong performer, a small cap market, but really a very consistent advance, but has been running into resistance over the last couple of months and appears to be in a reactionary type environment where it is reverting towards its mean. Taiwan has been ranging for the better part of 2 months and was one of the leading markets both because of its exposure to China and the potential for those two economies to grow closer together, but also because of its technology exposure and technology being a leading sector, particularly when interest rates are low. And Taiwan was one of the better performers on the upside, but has mostly been ranging for 2 months and was a little bit firmer in here today, but appears to be in a ranging consolidation and allowing its mean to catch up with it, gradually unwinding that overbought condition. China, on the other hand, was also one of the early movers, one of the better performers, one of the ones that broke upwards from its base first, and has had one of the more violent reactions, and has pulled back really very sharply, and distributed in the region of the 3,000 level, and broke downwards again earlier this week, and has been steady since. And this is the other template for a swift reaction back towards the mean and what now appears to be a slowing down of that decline with as it or unwinds that overbought condition. And we are probably in an accumulation zone for the Chinese market. Now, what we can anticipate seeing if this is indeed a more reactionary type environment, and certainly with safe haven type assets beginning to perform in this environment, it is an indication that increasing numbers of investors are beginning to look to a larger reaction type of environment. So what we can anticipate is that bearish arguments are going to start coming more to the fore. They've largely been brushed under the carpet for much of the last 2 months in particular, but they're going to start to come more to the fore. We are still very much in wall of worry type of an environment, so that means that it is relatively easy to make a coherent bearish argument, and we will have more of those over the coming weeks and perhaps months as we see some of these markets moving into a more reactionary type environment. The challenge for lagging markets in Europe and in the USA is that they hold on to the majority of their gains, pull back in an orderly type fashion, and begin to form a first step above the base. And a first step above the base is a medium-term type correction environment where supply and demand gradually come back into balance, and the overbought condition that was built up on the initial surge is unwound, and where increasing numbers of investors will look to the performance of the stock market and begin to doubt the veracity of the hyper-bearish arguments and begin to buy the market on the dips. They probably won't be the first people to start to buy new breakouts, but as the first base forms, then a long-term or longer range like that is, by definition, from the chart seminar, an explosion waiting to happen. It creates, or it thins out, supply above the market and demand below. And if we are right in the assumption that these markets are capable of forming this first step above the base, then that is a reliable continuation pattern, assuming that it forms, to these indices being able to push up from any ranging phase that occurs and reassert bull market type activity. So over the medium to longer term, we are in a bull market type of environment, but in the short term, we're likely to be in a more reactionary type environment. And even if we do see these indices pushing up to make new highs, it is only delaying the onset of a larger type of reaction rather than moving on to be a significant new bull market environment. With the problems that we have outstanding in the global economy, and particularly in the USA, Europe, and the UK, then, and with the massive amount of government issuance in the bond markets that has already taken place and will be put into the market over the coming years, and with the quantitative easing programs that are underway, with what is effectively a dilution of the currencies, that is a longer-term bullish story for gold. And while investors may be looking to particularly short-dated government bond instruments in the immediate future, it is very difficult to make a medium-term case for why anyone would want to own longer-dated government bonds, for the simple reason that there is such a rem going to be there is already a remarkable amount of supply, and there's going to be even more, and one would really have to be very convinced of a massive deflationary type environment to see value in that market. However, in the short term, because we have the likelihood of a more reactionary type environment in stock markets, there is potential for government bonds of every breed to advance in the current environment in the short term. Medium to longer term, they're probably best shorted on rallies, and this is a rallying type environment. I haven't been talking to David today, so I don't have any update on his recovery, but with that, I will leave you for the evening, and thank you for your time.